Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of freedom, peace, justice, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since January 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. Into the world, do you wish that everyone everywhere could be happy, safe, healthy, and free? That's called loving kindness when you wish these good things from your heart for yourself and for everybody. Listening to the vegan album, Charity and the Jam Band, Generate Love. In this broadcast, we'll hear a variety of topics. One is we'll be hearing about the leafleting for turkeys at the White House in Washington, D.C., USA. And this is by the group United Poultry Concerns, an activist and education group. We'll also hear about a small herd of sheep who made their way to freedom at Rowdy Girl Sanctuary in Texas. And we'll hear about the 46 Million Turkeys Project, a community art project which has been around the United States since 2013 with over 36 million artists contributing. But first, we're going to hear two vegan recipes that are great for the holidays. And this is by Terry Chrisman, author of Fabulous Health. Her book, Fabulous Health, is a comprehensive health book, and there is one chapter on recipes, and we're hearing about two of those recipes. Again, thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. Welcome, Terry, and thanks again very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
It's so good to be here again, Marlene. Thanks for inviting me back.
Well, thank you, and I'm very excited to hear about two of the recipes in your great book, Fabulous Health. So let's hear about mushroom gravy.
Well, as you know, everybody loves gravy on things. And when you're vegan, you can still have gravy. You can have it on your mashed potatoes. You can have it on your roast veggies. I make a fantastic Thanksgiving loaf with lentils and things. It's not in the book, but Google it and you'll find somebody who's made one and you'll be able to make a beautiful loaf for Thanksgiving or for any kind of holiday. And mushroom gravy just elevates the whole meal. So it's really, really quick. And traditional gravy uses, as we all know, the juices from the poor animal and the fat. And this mushroom gravy takes its flavor from the mushrooms and browning them, and also from there's a little bit of miso in it too, which really gives it that umami flavor. Now, I've used a word in this book, and everybody that's American doesn't understand the word. I've used the word punnet, one punnet of brown mushrooms. And that's just one of those little baskets. I think they're like, what are they, 125 grams or are they 250 grams? I can't remember how big they are, but your standard bucket of mushrooms that you get in the supermarket. If you're really lazy, you can buy them pre-sliced, but I don't like them because they tend to oxidize. So Just, I like the brown ones. I think they've got a little bit more flavor than the white ones. So get those, slice them up. 2 tablespoons of either wholemeal flour, whole wheat flour, or you can use garbanzo bean flour too, which is a really nice thickener and it's also got extra protein. You get half a red onion, which you want to mince. Now, it doesn't have to be red. It can be brown. It can be white. It can be yellow. It doesn't really matter. But I like red because of the flavor. 1.5 cups of vegetable stock. 1 teaspoon plus. So you can choose how much seasoning you want, but 1 plus teaspoon of Italian seasoning. 1/2 teaspoon of minced garlic. I think I should have made that 1 teaspoon. I love garlic. If you like things garlicky, more garlic. If you're not really into garlic, you can leave that out, of course. 2 tablespoons of nutritional yeast. This is a very imperative ingredient. And 1 teaspoon of miso paste. And this really elevates the gravy. If you are completely salt-free, I would get rid of this and add more salt-free seasoning in its place. So what you want to do is you want to slice up your mushrooms and then just throw them in a pan. And I really like enamel-based pans because they allow the food to brown and then you can deglaze them later. And I'll tell you what that is in just a second. So you brown your mushrooms, your garlic, and the onions in a saucepan, and you just keep stirring them around. And then there's going to be this kind of brown stuff that goes on the edges of the pan. That's where all the flavor is. So then what you want to do is you want to splash some stock in there and keep stirring. And with a enamel pan, that brownness will come off into the liquid and form a sauce, and that's called deglazing, and that's really, really tasty. So don't be tempted to throw the things in the pan and put the stock in instantly, because if you do that, you're going to get stewed mushrooms and onions, and you're really not going to get that elevated flavor. So brown them, a little bit of stock, brown them, a little bit of stock, just keep going on. Then what you want to do is add your flour and mince it around a little bit so that you cook the flour in the mixture. I think it's called a slurry, is that right? I'm not a chef, so you know, who knows. And then what you want to do is throw everything into the blender and blend it all up and taste it, and if it's delicious, you're done. And then if it's not, you add more seasoning. So it's really, really simple. Just brown your stuff, add the flour, a little bit of stock in the blender, and you're absolutely done. Now, if people like a little bit more fat in their diet, I know some people are trying to put on weight. So I would add some cashews to the blender or some cashew milk or something like that just to make it a little bit more fatty. But that's it. And then it's absolutely delicious. I love it.
Well, that's great to hear. And of course, gravy is always at holiday meals. So it's really, really wonderful to hear this vegan gravy recipe from you, Terry. Thank you, the mushroom gravy.
Yeah, and you know what else you can do is you can freeze it and you can put it in little silicone trays in the freezer. And then when you want gravy later on, you can just thaw it out and stir it up, and it works just as great. So if you want to make a big, big pot of it and then have it for the next 3 weeks or something, you can make it on Thanksgiving and still have it for Christmas. You don't have to do it twice. I'm pretty lazy like that.
Well, thanks for that tip. Well, now I'd love to hear about the date Snickers.
So dates are a really sweet treat for people who are plant-based. Dates are a really nice snack, but we want to elevate these dates so that they taste like a chocolate from a chocolate box or something like that. So I always use medjool dates and I always use fresh ones. If I buy medjool dates and I put them in a glass jar, for example, after about a month or two, they tend to dry out even though they're in a sealed environment. So for the date Snickers, I suggest you buy them fresh. And then they're nice and soft and juicy. If you want to get the ones that are pre-pitted, do that. Otherwise, you need to take the pits out first. And this is just so simple. All you want to do is get a big, juicy date and then cut it down the middle so it's like a, I call it a spalier. which means that it's like a butterfly, wings on each side, yeah? And then, but you don't want to cut right through the middle. You want to make it so that it's like a book, so that it's joined in the middle. And then on one side, you slather some peanut butter on. I like crunchy. Other people like smoothie. It doesn't matter. And if you want to save the fat and not have so much fat, you can use PB2 powder and mix it up with some water, and that's defatted peanut powder. And then you can still have that peanut flavor without the fat. And then I just throw in on the other side a few little chocolate chips and a couple of dry roasted peanuts. And then you just pop it together and then you're done. Now, if you want to be really, really fancy, after you've squished it together, you can melt some vegan chocolate chips and you can poke it with a fork or something and dip it into the chocolate so that it's coated in chocolate. And that's like a special occasion treat for me, because that's a lot of chocolate. It's very sweet. There's nuts. Without the chocolate dip, they run about 100 calories each. So you think, oh yeah, I'll just have 5 or 6 of those. and you've had your lunch calories for the day. So if you don't want them to be so rich, don't dip them in the chocolate. I think once they're in the chocolate, they're like 140 calories each or something like that. But they're a really nice treat for holidays. I wouldn't have them every day, because it's like eating a Snickers every day, right? You don't eat chocolate every day. Well, some people do, but I try not to. And you can also bag them up and give them away as prezzies as well, as long as they're fully chocolate dipped, though, because you need to seal them. Otherwise, all your peanut butter is going to fly everywhere. But if you're having people over for a holiday and you just want them on the table, you don't need to fully dip them in chocolate, but they're really delicious.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. Thank you. Hearing about the mushroom gravy and also the date Snickers. And that's great to hear that these two recipes are in your book, Fabulous Health. And, of course, your wonderful blog on your website, fabuloushealth.net, has additional recipes as well. So thank you, Terry.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much for inviting me back. And I hope everybody has a beautiful holiday season.
Thank you. And this is really great to hear these wonderful recipes, these vegan recipes, and especially here in Massachusetts on November 16th, 2025, there's the 3rd annual Vegan Thanksgiving Potluck that's happening in Boylston, Mass, and this is being hosted by VegFest. And so this is wonderful to hear some tips for some great recipes for those who are bringing dishes to the vegan potluck. So thank you. And also at the Vegan Thanksgiving Potluck in Boylston, Mass on November 16th is the attendance of the 46 Million Turkeys Project, a community art event, which we'll be hearing about after this lovely vegan song. And so again, Terry Christman, thank you very much for all you do. And thanks again for sharing your beautiful recipes, delicious, healthy recipes.
My pleasure, Marlene. Thank you so much.
Okay, see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're listening to Carbon Rocks, Dr. Neil Barnard's band, Lullaby.
Ever so slowly, let the day drift to sleep, and in the nighttime sky, stars like tiny butterflies.
Thank you very much for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue with our program, hearing more news and events vegan style.
The biggest night of your life. Come to take you home, trembling to leave this hell behind. It's all you've ever known. What's outside the door? You cannot comprehend. But if you stay inside, you'll be singing.
Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Prior to the break, we heard about two great vegan recipes by Terry Chrisman, author of Fabulous Health. The song we just heard, with piano, is Biggest Night of Your Life by vegan musician Sally Zito. And the first song during the break with the drums, that was Sherry Zitter, Animal Blessing Hymn. Now I'd like to share some news from Rowdy Girl Sanctuary in Texas. Quote, a few weeks ago, we got a call from a Texas family who had to sell their land and with it, their beloved sheep. Their only option was to take them to the sale barn, a place where animals are auctioned off by the pound, where fear fills the air and some never make it out alive. We said, yes. And because of that one, yes, 7 sheep are now safe here at the sanctuary, and just days after arriving, one mama gave birth to a beautiful, healthy lamb. This baby was born into love, not fear. They'll never know an auction block, a cage, or a tag on their ear. Only sunshine, soft hay, and kindness. End quote. And they're having a project for the naming of these lambs. Of the sheep and lambs. Quote, each name you give is a symbol of freedom, a promise that their lives matter. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for standing with us, for seeing these animals not as, quote unquote, livestock, but as lives worth saving. Together, we're showing the world that compassion is powerful enough to rewrite fate. End quote. Renee King Sonnen, co-founder of Rowdy Girl Sanctuary. And while speaking of Rowdy Girl Sanctuary in Texas, there is an upcoming event Saturday, November 8th, 2025, and it is the blessing of the Rowdy Girl Sanctuary Medical Treatment Facility. Quote, a beautiful evening of community, healing, and gratitude as they celebrate the completion of Phase 3 of the Rowdy Girl Sanctuary Medical Treatment Facility and honor Renee's 11th veganiversary. The schedule of events include social and snacks, facility tour, yoga, blessing exchange, and a sunset ritual. And here's a tidbit about the Rowdy Girl Medical Treatment Facility. Quote, will be the first of its kind, designed exclusively for treating aging, injured, and special needs farmed animals as individuals, not commodities. It also creates a space for education, collaboration, and advocacy among veterinarians and animal rights communities. A space for vegan, veterinary students and residents to intern, research, and learn hands-on, compassionate care, free from the outdated and harmful practices still taught in conventional veterinary schools. End quote from rowdygirlsanctuary.org. And I'd like to say a big congratulations to Renee on her 11th veganiversary. Next, I'd like to share with our listeners a tip from Alfie West here in Worcester, Massachusetts.
This is my mom, Alfie.
If you would like to boost your kids' iron consumption, one great way to do so is through iron cookware. Using iron pots and pans actually adds the essential nutrient to the food in significant amounts. The more acidic the food, the more it draws the iron. I will even purposefully add an acid like citrus when cooking something like beans or soup, which is needed anyway to help your body absorb the iron. And rarely I miss the opportunity to cook something acidic in iron cookware, like tomato sauce. That just maximizes the food's potential. That was Alfie's vegan parenting tip, but remember, there's more beneath the surface.
I think, therefore I am a vegan. World peace begins in the kitchen.
Again, thanks to all for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Another vegan event announcement, Saturday, November 15th. Leafleting for Turkeys at the White House, Washington, D.C., United Poultry Concerns, a vegan organization, will leaflet for turkeys in Lafayette Park across from the White House from noon to 3 p.m. Posters, banners, and turkeys brochures will be provided. For more information, one can visit info at upc-online.org. Another vegan announcement, it's a community art event. Founded by Cheryl Miller, 46 Million Turkeys Project will be at the VegFest Vegan Thanksgiving Potluck, November 16th, 2025, in Boylston, Massachusetts. And they'll also be at the New England VegFest, which will be April 26th, 2026, in Worcester, Massachusetts. And the art project is, quote, the project is open to all regardless of age, skill, or persuasion. Whether you're an individual, teacher, or classroom student, or even a Thanksgiving event attendee, you can take part. Please create your turkey portrait in the spirit of this project and represent the bird with compassion and dignity. And on their website, 46millionturkeys.com, I saw that currently, as of this broadcast, there's over 36 million people who have participated. So I call them the artists, of course, because they're creating beautiful original artwork of turkeys. One of the most fascinating aspects of 46millionturkeys.com website is that they have a catalog from every year, starting in 2013 through 2024 so far, of everyone who has made a turkey art piece. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages. It's just absolutely beautiful. And it's so organized, too, with everyone's name and the state they're in. Just really fabulous to see. So again, thanks to Cheryl Miller and all at 46 Million Turkeys Project. We just heard the turkey song by Will Tuttle, and now this song is by vegan musician Sally Zito, Come to Me.
Come to me. Come to me. I will hold you.
Thanks to all.
Our job is to generate love and put it out into the world. Our job is to generate love and put it out into the world.
Do you wish that everyone everywhere could be happy, safe, healthy, and free? That's called loving kindness, when you wish these good things from your heart for yourself and for everybody.
And thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Let's go out with Generate Love by Charity and the Jam Band. This is Marlena Massachusetts wishing you a lovely, peaceful, joyous day.
Someone who's suffering and having a hard day. That's called compassion.